ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. So the verse, the first verse that you picked was from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, which Prabhupada calls Prescribed Duties for Mankind. There are 10 subject matters in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5 subject matters in Bhagavad Gita. So one of the 10 subject matters in Srimad Bhagavatam is this one, Prescribed Duties for Mankind. And this is the theme of Canto 6, according to Srila Prabhupada. And the chapter that you selected is from Chapter 17, Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu. This 6th canto, quite a big section on Chitraketu. The first section of the 6th canto was all about Ajamila. And then later on, we heard or is described about Chitraketu. So I'm going to, before we go to the verse that you selected, I want to read the chapter summary. The 17th chapter is summarized as follows. This chapter describes Chitraketu's receiving the body of an asura or demon because of joking with Lord Shiva. After personally talking with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, King Chitraketu enjoyed life in his airplane with the women of the Vidyadhara planet, engaging in congregational chanting of the glories of the Lord. He began flying his plane and traveling in outer space. One day, while traveling like this, he wandered into the bowers of Sumeru Mountain, where he came upon Lord Shiva embracing Parvati, surrounded by an assembly of Siddhas, Charanas, and great sages. Seeing Lord Shiva in that situation, Chitraketu laughed very loudly, but Parvati became very angry at him and cursed him. Because of this curse, Chitraketu later appeared as the demon Vritrasura. Chitraketu, however, was not at all afraid of Parvati's curse, and thus he spoke as follows. Everyone in human society enjoys happiness and distress according to his past deeds, and in this way travels in the material world. Therefore, no one is responsible for his happiness and distress. One is controlled by the influence of material nature in the material world. Yet, one thinks himself the doer of everything. In this material world, which is made of the external energy of the Supreme Lord, one is sometimes cursed and sometimes favored, and thus he sometimes enjoys in the upper planetary systems and sometimes suffers in the lower planets. But all these situations are the same because they are within this material world. None of these positions has any factual existence, for all of them are temporary. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate controller because the material world is created, maintained, and annihilated under his control, while he nonetheless remains neutral to these different transformations of the material world in time and space. The material external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in charge of this material world. The Lord helps the world by creating situations for the living entities within it. One Chitraketu spoke in this way. All the members in the great assembly in which Lord Shiva and Parvati were present were astonished. Then Lord Shiva began speaking about the devotees of the Lord. A devotee is neutral in all conditions of life, whether in the heavenly planets or hellish planets, whether liberated from the material world or conditioned by it, and whether blessed with happiness or subjected to distress. These are all merely dualities created by the external energy. Being influenced by the external energy, the living entity accepts a gross and subtle material body, and in this illusory position, he apparently suffers miseries, although everyone is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. The so-called demigods consider themselves independent lords, and in this way they are misled from understanding that all living entities are part of the Supreme. This chapter concludes by glorifying the devotee and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that was the chapter summary, and now we will go to the verse that you selected from this chapter. Text number 17. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King Parikshit, when Chitraketu was cursed by Parvati, he descended from his airplane, bowed before her with great humility, and pleased her completely." So here is the verse. Chitraketur uvacha pratigrinami te shapam atmanonjalinambike devayar matyaya yat proktam puravadishtam hitasya tat. Chitraketu said, "My dear mother, with my own hands together, I accept the curse upon me. I do not mind the curse, for happiness and distress are given by the demigods as a result of one's past deeds." Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Since Chitraketu was a devotee of the Lord, he was not at all disturbed by the curse of Mother Parvati. He knew very well that one suffers or enjoys the results of one's past deeds as ordained by Daiva Netra, superior authority, or the agents of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew that he had not committed any offense at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva or the goddess Parvati, yet he had been punished. And this means that the punishment had been ordained. Thus, the king did not mind it. A devotee is naturally so humble and meek that he accepts any condition of life as a blessing from the Lord. Tat te nukampan susamikshamana. A devotee always accepts punishment from anyone as the mercy of the Lord. If one lives in this conception of life, he sees whatever reverses occur to be due to past misdeeds, and therefore never accuses anyone. On the contrary, he or she becomes increasingly attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because of one's being purified by suffering. Suffering, therefore, is also a process of purification. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in this connection that one who has developed Krishna consciousness and who exists in love with Krishna is no longer subject to suffering and happiness under the laws of karma. Indeed, he is beyond karma. The Brahma Sanhita says, Karmani nidra hati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. A devotee is free from the reactions of karma because he or she has taken to devotional service. This same principle is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Sagunan samati yaitan brahma huyaya kalpate. One who is engaged in devotional service has already been freed from the reactions of one's material karma and thus immediately becomes Brahma Bhuta or transcendental. This is also expressed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kshiyante Chasya Karmani. Before attaining the stage of love, one becomes free from all the results of karma. The Lord is very kind and affectionate toward his devotees, and therefore a devotee in any condition is not subjected to the results of karma. A devotee never aspires for the heavenly planets. The heavenly planets, liberation and hell, are non-different for a devotee, for he or she does not discriminate between different positions in the material world. A devotee is always eager to return home back to Godhead and remain there as the Lord's associate. This ambition becomes increasingly fervent in one's heart, and therefore he or she does not care about material changes in this life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that Maharaj Chitraketu's being cursed by Parvati should be considered the mercy of the Lord. The Lord wanted Chitraketu to return to Godhead as soon as possible, and therefore he terminated all the reactions of his past deeds. Acting through the heart of Parvati, the Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, cursed Chitraketu in order to end all his material reactions. Thus, Chitraketu became Vitrasura in his next life and returned home back to Godhead. Blessing in disguise. August 15th, 2011. Private concert. Did you ever feel there was nowhere to turn? Nothing to lose and nothing to earn. Nothing seems to matter and nobody cares. If you died tomorrow, tears wouldn't be spared. It's just a blessing in disguise, just to open up your eyes. Did you ever feel you had no friend in this world? No one to help you when your head's in a swirl? Well, let me tell you that there's many people like you who are lost and confused and don't know what to do. It's just a blessing in disguise, just to open up your eyes. This Kali Yuga, what a horrible age. So much misery, everyone's in a rage. But there's something good that you just don't see. It comes from God, all this misery. It's just a blessing in disguise, just to open up your eyes. Now when you feel there's nothing that you can do, then Lord Chaitanya comes to you to teach you the glories of the holy name. And from that day on, you never feel the same. It's just a blessing in disguise, just to open up your eyes. This Kali Yuga, what a horrible age. So much misery, everyone's in a rage. But there's something good you just don't see. It comes from God, all this suffering. It's just a blessing in disguise, just to open up your eyes. How is the lag time? Good. So I think if I adjust my broadcast settings to what I have now, then we'll be all right. I'm going to do one thing here, and let's see if we still have lag time. I'm going to maximize the adjust frame rate. Now you tell me if there's any lag time. Now you tell me what song you want to hear.